Mary Vogt is the Chief Executive Officer with Truth About Trade and Technology. We just wrapped up the second session of the Global Farmers Roundtable and kind of your prelude to the World Food Prize. Tell me how important it is to have those farmers here.
Someone said last night, farmers put the food in the World Food Prize. I could not explain it any better than that without the farmers actually taking advantage of the technology and all the innovations that are needed. It wouldn't really make any difference. Dr. Borlaug also said, take it to the farmer. We were challenged to bring farmers in. That's what Truth About Trade does. And I'm so excited about the farmer voices that are here today that are going to be integrating their own voices into not only our roundtable, but the World Food Prize and Borlaug dialogue as a whole.
You have kept them on their toes and extremely busy since they got here. Tell me a little bit about how this whole process came about.
Actually, this process of the Global Farmer Roundtable came about in response to a challenge from Ambassador Quinn. A number of years ago, actually 8 to be exact, we were continually giving him a hard time about having this fabulous activity and a worldwide event in Des Moines, Iowa, and no farmers or very, very few farmers in the room. And he always laughed and said, "You're right, they should be here, but that's really not our focus. Why don't you bring them?" And so in 2006, the board of directors at Truth About Trade and Technology decided to accept that challenge. We knew we couldn't do it alone. Talked to some of our partners, groups who believe in what we're doing and the importance of a farmer's voice, and asked them to identify to us some farmers that they knew in their work around the world who they thought would be good speakers and might benefit from being part of this conversation. 8 years later, 14 more farmers, well, actually 16 farmers, 14 different countries sitting around the table this year. They will join a group of 98 farmers from 63 different countries who have all had this experience over the past 8 years, coming together first as a group of farmers to talk about what are the challenges and opportunities that they deal with every day, how best can they support and advocate for each other and to the opinion makers, because policy is an important part of our ability to do what we do to produce food. And then we roll them into the World Food Prize in the Borlaug dialogue, and we encourage them to fully engage, to take advantage of all the panels, to meet and talk to people, whether it's their ambassador oftentimes or a minister of agriculture from Kenya. We had this great time when we had a farmer from Malawi, and the minister of agriculture from Malawi was one of the speakers. We took her to meet the minister, who is also a woman, and the minister had not at that time met a farmer from Malawi. We said, well, now, for some of us that seems strange, but that is not, unfortunately, that happens more often than not. And so in addition to giving this experience to the point possible, introducing them to people that they can connect with and network, continue to tell their stories and be engaged in a collaborative effort to create food security.
Well, I'm sure over the last years you've gotten a lot of feedback from those that have been here. Tell me a little bit about what some of the alumni are saying.
The alumni, it's interesting because we continue to get kind of the same feedback, which to a point tells me we're doing something right. Number one, keep us connected. Help us stay connected, because we do know that learning farmer to farmer is very, very important. They've asked us to continue to acknowledge the benefits that farmers bring, the importance of them as full stakeholders in this whole food security, nutrition security issue. It's much broader than food security. And then also identify ways that we can take this type of experience and bring it over to other parts of the world so that more farmers can do it. Someone described the importance, actually a number of the farmers, those who are new to the process this year and alumni, have talked about the importance of cooperatives and not only farmers learning from farmers, but farmers working together. We really believe that the Truth About Trade Global Farmer Network is a cooperative, and that when you teach the leaders and they go home and they are able to teach all the rest of the members, that you have a very powerful cycle going, and that's what we're doing, and that's the feedback that we're getting, is keep on doing it.
Well, it sounds like a great program. It looks like it's working out well, and I'm anxious to see how things go for you next year.
Thank you. We're so glad you're here. We will be here next year. That's the good thing. And again, nobody does this alone. It has the full support of the Board of Directors for Truth About Trade and Technology, and without that, it wouldn't happen. We have the full support of the World Food Prize Foundation as well, because we've become that entity that's been used not only to bring farmers into this group, but also to help supply farmer panelists. 5 of the farmers who are here are actually serving on panelists, either for CropLife International or the Borlaug Dialogues themselves. And it's because they've met these farmers, they've heard that their stories, they know that they're credible, they know that they're articulate and can relate them, and therefore using them as a resource. So in addition to helping the farmers, we've become a resource for a much broader group as well.
How important do you think it was, you know, yesterday in the afternoon session to have Dr. Fraley join the group discussion?
I can relate it best by telling you a story about Dr. Borlaug. The very first year he was here, and of course the laureates are on a time schedule that, like, they similar to what they kept Dr. Borlaug on, very, very tight, extremely busy. Their stops are measured in minutes, not half hours. The first year that our farmers were there, Dr. Borlaug said, "I want to meet these farmers." He came. He was supposed to be there 5 minutes. He stayed for an hour and 10 minutes taking questions, not because of this preliminary. It was because farmers around the world understand and they knew who he was, and they knew that the opportunity to talk to them was so valuable. So when Rob Fraley took the time to stop by yesterday and talk to farmers, he didn't have to do it. Everybody realized this. He was making them a priority. And I think from a technology point of view, when you understand who is going to be using this technology and you make them part of the priority, that reflects back on you. And clearly the farmers were thrilled. Lydia Sassou from Ghana, once again, she's a woman with, how do we describe her? A bundle of energy, who just declared, thank you so much on behalf of the group, jumped up and stood and said, because she couldn't believe that someone who maybe for the most part of her life would have been totally out of reach, certainly to communicate with, and he was there and she could ask him a question, and he took her time, he shook her hand, and I think she'll be forever changed in her life and her attitude about what one person can do. And so it's powerful.